statistics for 2020 are kind of alarming for us as we've kind of monitored the traffic throughout the COVID pandemic. And currently right now, we stand about 40% reduction as far as overall traffic that are on our highways. But the one thing that is really alarming for us that we are seeing is the amount of speed that we see and the drivers being stopped for very egregious speeds are very alarming and on the rise right now.
Give me an example. What is an egregious speed?
So we look at some of these egregious speeds, and some of the speeds that we've been seeing out on our highways is 150 mile an hour, 147, 141, 135 miles an hour. Those are just a few of the top speeds that we've seen out on our highways. And we've been monitoring kind of how many citations that our department alone, just the Iowa State Patrol, has been issuing. And our speeds equal or greater to 100 miles an hour. We did a four-year average to see where we were at. And currently, right now, we are sitting at an increase of 52% for those motorists being cited at equal or greater than 100 miles an hour.
Wow. So you can't really get inside their head who's driving that fast and why they're driving that fast. But would some of the factors be that there's less traffic and so they figure, or maybe they're just tired of being cooped up, or what the heck? I mean, I know you're not a psychologist, but you know, there must be a reason.
Yeah, we've had several different types of excuses that have been stated by some of these drivers. Some of them are, they're just out enjoying a drive. Some of them, the number one excuse that we typically get is, we didn't think you guys were out here actually working, out here checking and monitoring traffic. That's quite the contrary. All law enforcement, we still have a job to do. We have to protect and we have to serve the citizens of the state of Iowa. So therefore, our troopers are out on the roads. We are out watching and trying to make sure that people stay safe out on the roads. And when we see people that are doing well in excess of the speed limit and doing these types of egregious speed violations, we don't have a choice. We can't turn our head. We need to take action, and we need to stop these individuals so that we don't have something tragic happen. Because in just a split second at those types of speeds, it's not going to be a good end result when those people have a collision.
What are the fines like for that? Are the fines higher? The higher the speed, the higher the fine?
Yeah, as you get going over the speed limit, those speed fines do increase. And when you're well up over 100 miles an hour, those fines could range anywhere from $300 to $500.
That's crazy. That's just, geez. And I say that because, you know, I'm married to a law enforcement officer, but I'm shaking my head going, you've got to be kidding me. So, geez.
Yeah, it's been a very busy time for a lot of our officers that are seeing these types of speeds. And not only are they just seeing the egregious speed alone, but our officers are also seeing plenty of motorists that are driving at 100 miles an hour or right around there and drinking and driving. So just last week, we had a motorist that was stopped here in the metro, Des Moines metro area, at 89 miles an hour. And they also had a blood alcohol level of 0.198.